The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I'm fine. Let's talk about tax deductions. So this is good news. Let's set the stage for people here. When you take out a mortgage, sometimes you pay points. Now, point is an upfront interest payment to the lender. This helps you get a lower interest rate.
Right.
Okay. Good news here is those points can actually help you cut your federal tax bill.
Yes. And if you decide that paying points is the right borrowing strategy for you, it is a nice benefit. I think the main things to know about points is that if you're eligible to deduct them, you deduct them in the year you pay them. So if you paid points last year, you'd be deducting them with your 2014 taxes. And to take the deduction, you have to itemize your return using Schedule A. So we'll have more information at houselogic.com/radio about how you can do that.
Okay. Now, you said if you're eligible. So what's the fine print here?
I'm glad you caught that, Gil. You have to meet each of seven tests in order to deduct mortgage purchase points. And also, just before we get to those seven things, I just wanted to point out that the rules for deducting refinance mortgage points are different than for purchase mortgage points.
Of course.
So if you're, when you pay points in a refi, you deduct those over the life of the loan. So if you paid $1,000 in points for a 10-year refinance, you're entitled to deduct $100 per year on your Schedule A.
Okay. But if you're doing purchase mortgage points, I just bought the home, you deduct all of that in the year that you took it.
Correct. That's right, Gil.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to the details. You mentioned seven tests that you have to meet to deduct purchase mortgage points.
Right. And they're not difficult to meet. You just have to make sure you're meeting them. So
okay.
The first one is the purpose of your mortgage must be to buy or build your primary residence. And that's, of course, the home you live in most of the time. And the loan has to be secured by that residence. But the definition of a home is broad. You could live in a house, a trailer, a boat, just so long as it has a toilet, cooking equipment, and you can sleep in it, and you live there most of the time, you're covered.
Okay. Now, what about a second home? Can you deduct points in that case?
Yes, but you have to do that over the life of your loan.
Okay, can't do that all at once. All right, so we have the first test. What's the second test for deducting mortgage purchase points?
So paying points has to be customary business practice in your area. If it's not the norm, then you can't deduct them. And also, if most people in the area pay 1 or 2 points typically, you can't pay 10 and expect to deduct them all. And very similarly, the third test is that your points have to be legit. If your lender labels other things on your settlement form, like appraisal fees, inspection fees, title fees, as points, you can't deduct them. They're not points.
Yeah, no, you can't. And you're not really going to have the paperwork to back that up, and that could incur penalties from the IRS. Yeah, you don't want to go there. Okay, number four then.
You have to follow standard accounting practices, which is known as the cash method. And all that means is that you report your income to the IRS as it comes in, and you report your expenses when you pay them. Most of us do this anyway. Number five is that you can't have borrowed funds from your lender to pay the points. You yourself have to pay them directly.
Okay, and points also have to be figured as a percentage of your mortgage, yes?
Yes. So 1 point is 1% of your mortgage amount. So on a $100,000 mortgage, a point is $1,000, and that's test number six, that they're figured as a percentage. And then the final test is that the points have to be labeled on your settlement disclosure form, which is what lists all your the charges you've had to pay in relation to the sale, as points. They could be called loan origination points. They could be called discount points. It all means the same thing.
What if you take out a loan to improve your home? Can you deduct points there?
Yes, if you meet the first five tests. And in general, with mortgage purchase points, there are a few exceptions to what you can deduct, and we'll have that at houselogic.com/radio because it doesn't affect too many people.
Right, and really want to direct people there because if you're driving around especially, hard to memorize everything we just talked about. It's great information, and you can find all this information and more info on taxes and mortgages at houselogic.com/radio. And generally, good idea to follow House Logic on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
You bet, Gil. Thanks.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.